Do you want to know how to evolve our business to an autopilot business? Today, many people are busy and don't know how to do their business like autopilot and get sales when you are sleeping. You know, it is very hard today. So in this podcast, I'm going to tell you how to evolve your business to an autopilot business. So today I have with me my sister, Vardhan Sahu. So let's get into it. The Natural Artistic Podcast. So, Vardhan, so thank you for being with me in the podcast. So, let's come to the topic right now. So, we have here how to evolve our business to an autopilot business. This is our query of this topic of this podcast. So, I just wanted to know that what does autopilot really means? Can you tell us?
Yeah, why not? Sure. First of all, I would like to, tell you that the point that you mentioned, that it's really hard to earn while you're sleeping. I want to just break this belief of people that, earning while you're earning $100 and earning 100 crore bucks, it's really very hard. It's not that so hard. A lot of times what happens is that it takes really less effort to make larger money than to make a smaller amount of money, all right? So it's about that you are doing a smart work. You are not doing hard work, because hard work is done by a rickshaw puller as well, right? So the thing is that you have to understand the methodology of how to position certain things in your business that will take your business and make it scalable and profitable. And once you are, doing certain things in a certain alignment and positioning, then, you will be able to easily evolve your business towards an autopilot. I'll come to the point that what does an autopilot really means, but before that, I want to really break this belief that it's not hard, all right? Whatever you assume as a hard thing, it becomes hard for you. Whatever you assume as an easy thing, it becomes, really easy for you. So it's all about how you are perceiving it, all right? So this is the first, the mindset, how you're looking your business. Because in this digital era, you got to really have a lens, it's like a really new kind of a lens is required to view your business. All right, because a lot of people are taking a business today as a busyness. So autopilot really does means that you are taking yourself out of busyness and you are, putting yourself into a real business. All right, so this is the difference between a business and a busyness. So autopilot means to really simplify your business, all right? To really simplify, because the more simpler your business is, the more you're able to scale yourself, the more you're able to get profitable, all right? Because the thing is that the more complexity you have in your business, the more you are involved in your business yourself, your business gets a little bit lingering. Your business gets it's like it's dependent on your time, it's dependent on your presence, and that's what we call as trading your time for money, all right? So here you have one-to-one, you have one-to-many, you have one-to-institute, you have it's like B2C, D2C, and so many stuffs are there that is called as busyness. So you have to, pick yourself out of that, and you have to convert it into a stuff which which really does not have any kind of an overheads like shipping, manufacturing, handling, and distribution, and all of these things are done by, you know, categories of people. These all things are divided, and this is not done by you. You cannot handle at the same time accounts of your business. You cannot handle at the same time, you know, taxation of your business. You cannot handle at the same time the vacations. You cannot handle at the same time everything. All right. So taking your business to an autopilot does means also that you are, you know, you have the divisions. You have the divisions in which your work is being done, because it's very necessary that before you make money, you know how to manage that money. All right. And once you know how to manage that money, your business booms. All right. So here, let's come to the point that taking your business to autopilot really means that you are not involved in your business. It's running on total autopilot, and you're doing what, you know, what is the 4% of the task inside your business, all right? What is the super productive task for you? You're not doing the 80%, you're not doing even the 16%, but out of the 100%, you are doing only just the 4% task that, you know, booms your business. All right. So you have to really categorize your task into the what's your 80%, what's your 20%, and out of that 20, what's your 4 and what your 16%. All right.
Okay, Vardhan, so now we know what does autopilot really means. So let's come to our second question, which is how to get sales on autopilot. And this is a big question today, because when we were started, we really we have to go on calls and tell people that this is our product, this is our niche, this problem we are solving out. So please take our product, please take our services. So how to get sales on an autopilot without telling people that I have this? Just people will come to our page and we have the conversion. How to do that?
So it's again a really great question, and I am seeing in the marketplace that a lot of people are really struggling to get sales on total autopilot, because what's happening is that, see, when you are in a business where you have to chase people to really buy your product, then, you know, it's kind of a, you know, it kind of business that cannot be scaled, all right? So you have to engineer it in such a way that, you know, it's not a push, but it's a pull. So you have to get a pull factor in your business, all right? So how does a pull factor come? So I will let you know that when we had started, what happened was that we were trying to show all the features, all the benefits that people are going to get with our product and our services. And, you know, after all, you know, after telling them all the, you know, knowledge, giving them all the knowledge, giving them all the, you know, benefits that, you know, how they will change, the product will change their life, telling them everything from A to Z, they were not convinced to buy our product. All right. Then we, you know, thought that after saying everything, after telling them everything A to Z, why aren't they buying? So here we got to understand that, you know, it's not the benefits or the logic or, you know, the particular, it's like, you know, all the tactical information, the knowledge that really pulls people to buy. This is not a pull factor. Then we, you know, went on to the Amazon website, Flipkart website, and all the website that is selling on autopilot, where people just go, they click the product, they see the product, they see their reviews, and they just buy it. And this is, you know, what's called as a sales on autopilot, that people are, you know, coming onto your website and they are buying things on their own. So when I and my father, we both engineered it, and we, you know, came to know that it's not the logic that really pulls people to buy, it's the emotion that drives your motion. All right. So you have to really understand that when your landing pages, when your sales pages, when your sales letters have that emotional touch that only can be given by your stories, how are you able to communicate the story with them? This, you know, really makes a difference, all right? Because, see, the same product, you know, a different, you know, a little bit difference, someone else is also selling, all right? And if you try to sell it to people, they will never buy, because people hate to be sold. They just hate being sold. So the thing is that, on the contrary, if you see, people hate being sold, but they love to buy. Okay, but they love to buy. So how can you intrigue and you know, an emotional state that pulls them to buy from you? This is your power that you can, you know, that you can you know, really leverage. All right, so how will you leverage it? So you have to really understand and go behind the scenes of you know, how people buy, how the psychology works, and how you can tell the story. So story, now you'll see that in Amazon or in Flipkart or Zomato or Swiggy, in all of these sites, how they are, you know, what does the role, what is the role that a story plays? So I want to tell you that, do you have any kind of a tangible product in your hands while you surf to Amazon? No, you don't have. You just have the stories. You just have the images that you can view. And it's all intangible. It's all a story. You don't, you never know that is the product really, you know, existing in the reality. You don't know anything. But the reviews, but the features, but the benefits, but the pictures and all, it, you know, the classy looks and all, it just creates an image in your face, I mean in your mind, and you, you know, connect with it as a story, because it's an intangible thing, right? So like that, what matters is that how are you able to communicate the story with them, okay? Okay, so your story will contain all your experiences, all your, you know, ups and downs that you have faced, you know, while the, you know, while reviewing the product, or while making the product, or while creating the offer, anything that was related to that product or service. You'll just, you know, tell your experience and share your story with them, because that's what will connect them, all right? Because see, for example, if I just tell you the tips and points of, you know, how to become a digital geek, then you may not connect with it. But if I tell you my own personal experience that while me, you know, establishing myself as a digital geek, what was the, you know, ditches and tolls that come, that came in, obstacles that came in my, you know, journey. If I tell you that, then you'll be much more connected with me, right? Agree with me? Because see, the thing is that you are here, it's not B2B or B2C or D2C. It's not just about that. It's now the network has came on a system that is P2P. That means peer-to-peer connection. And you're not just dealing with an, you know, an, you know, a user interface, you know, on the other side, it's not a, or not a robot, but on the other side, it's actually the people who are, you know, reading your benefits and all, who are reading your story. So the people connects with people, all right? So you have to really connect with them on a deeper level. You will connect with them as a human, and a human, people, you know, people's ears really love to listen to stories. So how would you storify your product and service? How would you storify, you know, your like offer? This will get your sales on autopilot. From each and every landing page, from one page to the other page, and then the other page, you have to drive them emotionally, because people buy with their emotion and they then calculate it with their logic that has they made a better decision or not. All right. Okay. So this is the main point that you have to storify. All right. And I'll tell you more about this on another podcast that I would really love to do with Shubh. And the topic will be definitely, I'll go more deeper on how to really you know, storify your brand, how to really storify your sales so that it, you know, it runs on autopilot.
Okay, Vardhan, so thanks for your answer. Like, it's a grateful answer. So let's come to our third question, which is, what should be the starting funnel for a new business/startup? Sorry, my tongue is like
slipping. Yeah, so. I can understand. I can totally get it. Okay. From my point of view, the front end of your funnel for starting up a business is that you should be really, you know, clear with who are you serving and what results are you going to get for them. All right. So the first and foremost thing that you have to look for is who is your target audience, because ultimately your landing pages, your funnels, your backends and all will be set up according to the emotional state of the target audience. Because if you don't understand your age group, like are you serving the students, are you serving to the old age, are you serving to the mid-career, then your funnels would not connect with them. So I would say first is that understand what is the target market, who does you really want to serve. And I would really like to give you a key point that your target audience is going to be your mirror, all right? Your customers are going to be your mirror. So don't look for anybody other than yourself, because you would be connecting with yourself, much better, all right? And the audience that you are going to be attracting is also going to be the just the reflection of who you are, okay? So that's all.
Okay, Vardhan. So once again, a great answer to my question. So let's come to our fourth question, which is high ticketing right for starters?
Yeah, why not? You have to. And, you know, it's a need right now because, you know, when you undervalue what you're selling, when you undervalue your expertise, then how the market is going to value your expertise? There is no question. Yeah, there is no point. So if you're starting as a low ticket, then you will be end up, you know, selling low ticket products. All right. And, it's like selling high ticket and starting high ticket is really great. And I would really recommend that. The thing is that if you're really able to engineer the whole process of selling high ticket secrets, high ticket, clients, and if you really engineer that how they think, because a client that buys a Mercedes and the client that buys a Maruti Suzuki, there is a mindset level difference that both of those customers have, right? So you have to understand that how the Maruti buyer is thinking, how is their thinking process, and how a Mercedes, someone who buys a Mercedes, thinks, all right? So when you ponder upon that, what happens is that you really actually get to know that what kind of a psychology, what kind of a philosophy, what kind of a blueprint your clients does have. And when you click that particular thing, boom, you will be able to sell anything in the marketplace, all right? You need to really connect with the deep core, the value system, the psychology, the philosophy on which they are thinking, all right? And this, you know, this comes with an experience. So for starters, you really need to have the high ticket stuffs, but while you close your selling, what you have to do is you have to close with a high ticket, but you have to end up selling you have to do a trial close for a high ticket. And then because you need to nurture your clients, your low ticket clients, so that they nurture and become a high ticket client, for that funneling, you have to really, you know, take them into your zone. You have to really take them into your community by removing all the entry barriers and really selling them in a low ticket price, all right? So just charge them some low ticket amount, so that at least they get inside your community, they get inside your zone. And then when you nurture them and they really try to understand the whole procedure of your services and products, and they get it builds a relation with them, it connects with them, and after that they will automatically get transferred into your high ticket products. All right. So you always have to build the relation first. And if not high tickets, if the high ticket trial closes a flop one, Because see, if you are targeting the cold consumers, you have to understand the temperature of your customers, right? So if you're targeting the cold target audience, then obviously they are not going to, at once, they are not going to buy from you the high ticket. Yeah, after, you know, if you're really very experienced and you have an experience of, a pretty much a good amount of years you have experience in your work, then you have the credibility to charge that much high amount. And nobody is going to stop you from charging that. But if you are a starter, then I would recommend that you must sell high ticket, but you need to remove the entry barrier. You will trial close in the high ticket, all right? And if you have a cold audience, then you have to get them an entry into your zone in a low ticket price, all right? And after that, they can get nurtured and fly off to the high ticket. Now, the next that you need to take care is that your temperature, all right? The audience temperature. If you are targeting hot consumers, hot people who are really aware of the problem and they are already looking for a solution, then if your product is a world-class product, then they are going to definitely buy from you, based on a high ticket price, all right? Not at once. If not at once, then in the second or the third phase, they will buy from you. So you need to, value your stuff and, really stack the value in such a way that it is really, devoting to their success, all right? So the high ticket secret from my side is only one, that whatever product you are, offering, it must, it must be devoting to the success, guaranteeing the success of the other side, the consumer, your client, all right? So if that one single thing is there, then, people really sense your approach. People will sense that you are with a profit-focused approach or you are really there to help them. And if they sense that you are there to help them, they are definitely going to buy your high-ticket product, all right? If you're targeting a warm audience, it'll take some time. If you're targeting a cold audience, it may take a little longer, and you have to remove the entry barrier and get them inside your low ticket end, front end, and after that you can take them to a high ticket. And if you're targeting hot consumers, I would recommend you should engineer the process and go with a high ticket price, right? And always focus on the devotion to their success, all right? And the second thing that you really need to take care of is that you have to position yourself as an expert, because an ordinary person selling a product, and if you're an expert at your field, it really does make a huge difference, because it's all about your positioning. 0 degree and 360 degree, does it have any difference? Exactly, no. Not even in the positioning, not even in the direction. It's all the same. All right. So you have to just turn around and position yourself as an expert in your field. And if you do that, you can charge premium. All right. And next thing is that as an expert, you have to really think about them, care about them, and care about, are you able to solve their problem or not? The bigger the problem you're able to solve, the bigger the money you'll be able to make. That's all.
So Vardhan, once again, you gave a beautiful answer of my question. So we are closer to the end of this podcast. So our last question is, the question number 5th is, how to reach to HNI clients, high net worth individuals in your business?
So there is a bit simple answer over here that, your vibe attracts your tribe. It really does. So you need to gather yourself around and, surround yourself with the high net worth individuals. And you have to really look at their psychology, their philosophy, their blueprint, their thinking pattern. And once you behave and your assumptions, your attitude goes to a level of a person who is really an expert at your field, a person who is really a high net worth individual, then you are definitely going to attract those kind of person at you. And I'm not saying that it's, you know, the your income level must be like a high net worth individual. You know, it's a byproduct always. So first your thinking pattern has to be like a high network individual. And then you can think of the, you know, money as a byproduct. All right. So the first thing is that you have to think like them. You have to create your, you know, you have to mold your vibe like them. And that will happen. Your energies will align as a high net worth individual only when you surround yourself with people who are high net worth. And this is the first thing. And second thing is that you have to really position yourself as an expert, all right? Because if you are positioning yourself as an expert, you are going to really attract the high net worth individuals, because their pattern of thinking will really match, and they would require the expert to have a consultation with, or to, you know, really solve their problems, all right? So this is the key here. Your vibe attracts your tribe. So rebuild your vibe if you doesn't have one, and surround yourself with the kind of environment that you want to really reach out to, all right? That's all.
Thanks, Vardhan, for being with us in our podcast. So please tell us what were your like experience with our questions, and tell us our audience what is your biggest inspiration or a concept or a methodology you always follow to be succeed in your life and grow, like always grow.
Okay, so I'm, you know, the thing is that I'm really very happy and excited. You know, I was really very happy and excited for being, you know, doing a podcast with you. And it was a really great experience. And I really loved the questions that you had for me and the answers that, you know, I hope that the answers met your needs, met your means, your audience need, our audience that's listening to us. I really hope that you got the, you know, particular answer that you were looking for. And if it's so, then kindly let us know in the comment section. And if it's not, then kindly let us know the what was the weak points and what was the, you know, points that I didn't cover, so that I can cover it in the next podcast. And you know, it was really pleasure being with you, talking, and I'm really looking forward to do it again. And if you're asking me for the inspiration or the methodology or the, you know, the science that I, the concept that I follow, the only thing that is biggest and the biggest for success in everybody's life, in my life, in your life, in our audience life, in anybody's life, is taking action. Because without action, you can never succeed. Action leads to result, all right? Anything that you're learning, anything that you're waiting that I'll make it perfect, you gotta really, you know, you really be action oriented. Because when you're action oriented, you don't have time for negativity, you don't have time for confusion, you don't have time for procrastination, you don't have time for anything. You're just devoted in your actions, and you're continuously, you know, you're learning on the way. And if you're just wasting a lot of time just learning the things and then going to do it, then you'll waste a lot of time, all right? So I would recommend that you have to learn on your way. So just focus on the quantity, the quality, and the success that you're looking for will come automatically, all right?
Okay, Vardhan, so I loved your presence over our podcast, so thank you so much for that. And people who are listening to this podcast and they are like really listening to this point, then you can join our program. The link is in the description, so you can go to that link and register for our next live workshop or masterclass. So in this podcast, I told you like how, what does autopilot really means, how to get sales on autopilot, what should be the starting funnel for a new business / startup, is high ticketing right for starters, how to reach to HNI clients, high net worth individuals in your business. So I asked you five questions, I asked Vardhan five questions, and she told all the answers, and they are very lovely. And I hope that you also learned many things from her. So her Instagram handle and her channel on YouTube, the link is given in the description, so you can get to her channel and get to her like knowledge and more deep inside what she is learning right now and what she is doing. So just if you like this podcast, just subscribe it and whatever you can do in this podcast for supporting us or supporting our podcast. So thank you for being with me. So bye-bye. Let's meet in the next podcast. Thank you so much.